Name of my message is Fortify Yourself. And just for your information, we have 44 calendar days left, beginning tomorrow, till the end of the year. And God has given me 4 specific instructions for between now and then. Okay, so listen up. Small straws, this is for tomorrow. Be sensitive and follow my lead, for I am showing you ways in which you can make changes that will result in better living. These will be mostly simple and small adjustments. It is my desire that you live at the highest level of spiritual effectiveness possible, but you must be willing to let go of things that hinder your rise to a new level of success in spirit, says the Lord. And he gave me Ecclesiastes 10:10. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. So we're going to sharpen the axe a little bit tonight. Oswald Chambers, we tend to set up success in Christian work as our purpose. But our purpose should be to display the glory of God in human life, to live a life hidden with Christ in God in everyday human conditions. So that's his rendition of success. And I'm going to read from Colossians chapter 3, beginning of verse 2, reading through 4. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So when our life is hidden because we have died to the flesh, we've died to the old nature, hopefully. Yeah. So here are the 4 things that came from Small Straw's words that gave us instruction. Number 1, spend time in quiet reflection, internal work. It was from Small Straws on the 15th. You are still in a time of quiet reflection. Even though it seems difficult, if not impossible, to move forward, you must take this opportunity to do some very deep internal work that will ultimately pave the way to freedom. This is a rare moment in time when you can make great strides in spiritual liberty, says the Lord. He gave me Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. Internal work always comes from a quiet, honest self-evaluation. We can't change our motivations or our attitudes or our actions without seeing what that evaluation brings forth. Until we can really evaluate what's in there, what are we going to see? How are we going to affect others? We have to know that through internal work, by seeing ourselves as how we are. Amen? 2 Corinthians 13:5a, examine yourselves as to whether you are in faith. Test yourselves. So we are supposed to look. We're supposed to pay attention to what's gone on in a particular day. I like to do it every day, because if it goes a week, I don't remember. You know, there's just too much that goes on, right? So examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Galatians chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. When I read that scripture, I was thinking about, I don't want to measure myself or who I am against other people. I don't want to say, oh, I'm probably falling short there because so-and-so does it this way. Or, you know, it's like, I need to examine myself in the light of the Spirit and see what's really in there and deal with the things that I find. Deal with the things that God brings to light, and he will shine a light on those things. Not too long ago in a vision I saw a giant spotlight from above, and I'm in the spotlight, and I thought, that is just God shining a light on the things in me that I need to understand, to know, to deal with, because we're always dealing with stuff. Amen? And then James chapter 1, verses 23 through 25, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. As he observes himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So that's the first thing that we're going to be able to do, of the first thing of four that we need to do in the next 44 days, is be open to God, his spotlight, be open to yourself to see who you really are. And I think sometimes we can have a clue if there's something that's not working in our lives. That's always when I know something is wrong, is something isn't working, and what am I doing, and how does it look to God? I mean, I don't want to measure myself with other people, but I want to know what God thinks of that and what I need to do about that. And internal work, I think, is just the best gift. What would we do without conviction? Conviction of the Holy Spirit is just the best thing ever. It's not easy. I don't like doing it necessarily, but boy, when it's done, I feel great. I mean, it was just such a good interaction with God. So we want to be doers of the work, doers of the word. The second thing is rejection is a fact of life. Don't get stuck there. This was a Small Straws word on the 13th. Refuse to live your life dwelling on the pain of rejection. Rejection was a fact of life from the beginning of the world, and rejection continues to be a fact of life for all people. However, I have not rejected you, says the Lord. My love for you will never change. When you are spurned by others, turn to me. Let my love be your guiding light. And he gave me John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So on occasion, I get bogged down in thinking of times, just going to the past and thinking of the times in my life when I was rejected. I just did that like last week, beginning at childhood, and trying to understand what I did to invite that rejection. I mean, what do we do to make that happen in our lives? And this kind of examination always ends the same. I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did to be rejected. I can't do anything to change the past. But I can and need to forgive any and all rejection and move on, because I can't stay there. One of the things that I often think about when I'm doing that kind of examination is that, let's see, Bill and I have been together about 58 years, and hardly anybody in our lives, when we first got together, they disapproved of us in the neighborhood, in my hometown, and they talked about us all the time, and they rejected us for being together. And they would say things like, if they get married, it'll last probably 5 years. It was just mean things like that. And that continued for years. I mean, nobody wanted us to be together, and we're still together. I mean, it was God's will that we be together. God knew what we were going to do, and that it took both of us to do what he was calling us to do. But what did we do? We loved each other. That's what we did to be rejected, is that we were in love, and they didn't like it. You know, it's like that. So I don't know what I did. You don't know what you did to be rejected. You can't do anything. I can't do anything to change the past. But I can forgive all rejection, and I can move on. I'm going to read from 1 Peter 3:16. Have a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. And then I'm going to read from Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So what he's saying is rejection is part of life. It's going to happen. Luke 6:22 says, blessed are you when men hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. It's going to happen. Everybody in here, everybody listening to this message has been rejected and will be rejected. We all have endured more rejection than we have received acceptance. I guarantee it. And the only acceptance that really matters is that which is from God. And he never rejects us. We're always accepted in him. So again, we're talking about things in the flesh that we need to deal with. What was the first one? It was spend time in quiet reflection. That internal work is to recognize the things of the flesh that we need to deal with. Those things that keep us from walking in the Spirit. Rejection is exactly the same thing. We can't get stuck in feeling rejected. Every time I go through one of these things, I feel so sorry for myself for that I was so rejected. But you know what? It's part of life. Who hasn't been rejected? We all share that. So that's number one and number two. Number three, walk away from things like heartache and grief and rise up in new strength, courage, and determination. This was Small Straws from the 14th. In a vision, I saw a man who had endured great heartache and grief, and as I watched, he got up and walked away from the things that held him back. He rose up and increased strength and courage, and with a determination to move with God in spirit and to see better days. Old disappointments left behind in long-forgotten places were no longer relevant. He had new hope and a new beginning. And I heard the Lord say, I want you to do the same. So go and do likewise. Amen. And Philippians 3:13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. And that follows the ordeal of rethinking rejection. I need to leave that alone. Those things that keep me from progressing, those things that keep me from walking in the Spirit, I need to be done with. I need to walk away from that stuff. That was number three. Walk away from things like heartache and grief. Rise up to a new level of strength, courage, and determination. If I'm feeling rejected, I'm not going to rise up in that place of strength. I'm going to be in self-pity. Rethinking rejection often causes great stress. We want to leave it behind. Again, there's nothing we can do about the past except receive God's forgiveness and forgive others. And it's easy to forgive others. It's a choice to forgive others. If somebody has done me wrong or talked about me or reviled and persecuted, whatever, can't do anything but forgive. I have to leave it alone, forgive others, or else I can't have new hope. I can't have a new beginning without walking away from things that hold me back from God's best. I have to walk away from things that are not good for me, not good for my walk in the Spirit. I can't be in division and strife and contention, and I can't be a gossip and walk in the Spirit. I can't do any of that stuff and still stay in the Spirit. If it's not good for my walk in the Spirit, then I have to walk away from it. I have to leave it alone. I'm not willing for the flesh, for other people, for situations and circumstances to drag me away from God. I'm too old to be drug away from my relationship with God. I need to keep that fresh and new and good and sweet. Amen? So again, we can't have new hope. We can't have a new beginning without walking away from things that hold us back from God's best for us. I hope this is helping somebody. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. So as often as somebody does something bad to you, persecutes you, or offends you, I don't care how many times, forgive every time. And I need to just again say, forgiveness doesn't mean that we're going to go to lunch. And we're not going to be best friends. We're not going to go have coffee and chit-chat. If somebody's been really mean to me, I can forgive them, but I'm going to walk away also. I'm going to walk away from that situation because it's not good for me. And if it's not good for me, it's not good for them. And it's not good for me in my relationship with God. It is a full-time job to try to keep my life clean enough so that I walk and live in the Spirit. Because it doesn't come free. I mean, you've got to work at it and keep God number one before you all the time. It is a full-time job. Matthew 6:14 says, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And the opposite is true. If we don't forgive, he doesn't forgive. I need forgiveness on a regular basis, daily basis. I need to be forgiven. But if I'm going to receive forgiveness, then I have to forgive. And I have to release offense. Offense is a really bad thing, as we know, right? That was number three. Number four, protect your boundaries. Don't let others make a mess in your life. That's good, isn't it? This was Small Straws today. Yes, today. Protection of your personal boundaries will be of paramount importance in the days ahead. Do not allow others to make a mess in your life or in your spiritual space. This means that you must guard, secure, and fortify yourself so that you can establish and maintain righteousness and peace, says the Lord. 1 Peter 1:13, Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. At the revelation of Jesus Christ. Protect your personal boundaries. Don't let somebody just come into your space and make a mess of it. And we all know people who are boundary violators. We all do. I promise that we do. They interject themselves into your life, dump their garbage into your ears. Those are violators of boundaries. They must somehow believe that you won't mind if they think your ears are garbage cans. These violations are defiling. So we don't allow that, right? I don't want to be defiled. And you need not to allow yourself to be defiled. There is a need to guard, secure, and fortify yourself, which is the title of today's message. Don't let people just come into your space and do whatever they want. Don't come into my space and fill my ears with garbage. I mean, if you want to talk about the Lord, if we want to talk about being in the Spirit, if we want to lift each other up, great. I love that. I love having spiritual conversation. But I'm not willing to be defiled by flesh garbage. And you shouldn't either. You shouldn't allow that. You have to walk away from that. Matthew 15, verses 18 and 19, But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. If it's not good conversation, I don't want to hear it. If we're not talking about God, if we're not talking about good things, I don't want to hear it. Leviticus 19:16, You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. Proverbs 11:13, A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Proverbs 20, verse 19, He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips. And Proverbs 26:20, Where there is no wood, The fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. Amen. Boundary violations. You need to protect your boundaries from thieves and robbers and from people that want to speak things that shouldn't be spoken. Amen. So conclusion, and this is by way of reminder, there are four things that God is dealing with us about in preparation for spiritual progression. In preparation for spiritual progression. 44 days till the first of the year, and he's got four things that he wants us to deal with and do. One, do internal work. Spend time in quiet, honest self-examination, but do so without getting into condemnation. Amen. Because God doesn't want self-examination to become a thing of evil. Condemnation is of the flesh. We need to make sure that we're always in the Spirit. We're always walking in the Spirit. We're always walking with God. We're on a higher plane than we have been, or we should be. We're trying to get there. Number two, don't get stuck in rejection. Forgive. Number three, leave disappointment of the past behind and move on. Number four, protect your personal boundaries and spiritual space. Insulate yourself. You might even need to isolate yourself from boundary violators. Amen? And then I want to read Ezekiel chapter 33. I'm going to read verses 30 through 32 from the New Living Translation. This is really good. Son of man, your people talk about you in their houses and whisper about you at the doors. They say to each other, come on, let's go hear the prophet tell us what the Lord is saying. So my people come pretending to be sincere and sit before you. They listen to your words, but they have no intention of doing what you say. Their mouths are full of lustful words. Their hearts seek only after money. You are very entertaining to them, like someone who sings love songs with a beautiful voice or plays fine music on an instrument. They hear what you say, but they don't act on it. So here's it. I didn't present this message to you for entertainment. I believe that I've heard this from God, that this is a message from the Lord. And I've passed along what he's saying to us. The only thing that remains is whether or not you will actually take these things to heart and act on them. Are you going to do what he said do? Are you going to really do this thing? Or are you going to just be entertained tonight and then just go home and go on like you've always done? And here it is. It's your choice. Your choice. I want you to hear and do what he said. I want you to understand what he said and do it, and do it in earnest, because he's taking us someplace. There's a thing he wants to do in our hearts and in our lives. He's bringing us higher. He wants us to get stronger in the Spirit, in our relationship with him. It is all about relationship with God. It's not about religious exercise. It's not about religious tradition. It's not about religious superstition. It is about relationship with God by the Spirit. And we need to do that in earnest and do it more and more. And we have to do it. We have to really do it. Amen.